Today we're building a DJ-friendly old-school D&B intro in Ableton Live 12 that still hits with modern punch and vintage soul. The goal here is not to make it sound cheap and dusty, and it's not to make it sound over-clean and sterile either. We want that sweet spot where the intro feels like a proper jungle or roller's opener, atmospheric, mixable, gritty in the right places, but still tight enough to survive a club system and lead into a drop with real impact. So think of this as a composition lesson first, and a sound design lesson second. In D&B, the intro has a job. It has to give a DJ something usable to mix, give the listener a groove to lock into, and create tension so the drop feels bigger when it arrives. That means we need structure, space, and a clear energy curve. Let's start by deciding the length of the intro. For most tracks, you're going to choose either 16 bars or 32 bars. If you want a fast, dance-floor-focused setup, 16 bars is often enough. If you want a more DJ-friendly build, 32 bars gives you more room for atmosphere, groove development, and tension. Before you place any sounds, think in phrases. D&B is all about phrase logic. DJs are listening for repeatable sections, predictable changes, and strong cue points. So set your arrangement with a plan. You might think of it like this. The first 8 bars establish the world, the next 8 bars add detail, and the final phrase ramps into the drop. Now let's build the foundation. Start with atmosphere. This could be vinyl crackle, room tone, rain, tape hiss, a field recording, or a long ambient pad. If you have a sampled texture, drop it into simpler. If you're generating the sound, wavy-table or analog works great for a simple pad. Keep it restrained. Don't make it huge right away. Use auto filter to slowly open the top end over time. You might start around a darker cutoff and gradually brighten it across 16 bars. That slow movement gives the intro life without stealing attention from the drums. Then add reverb after that, but keep it controlled. You want space, not wash. A long decay can work, but high pass the reverb so the low end stays clean. The reason this matters is simple. If the intro uses too much full range content too early, the drop won't feel like a jump. Space is part of the arrangement. In D&B, restraint can hit harder than density. Now bring in the break. This is where the old school soul comes in. Use a classic break loop, or build one from one shots inside drum rack. If you're working with a sampled break, slice it to a new MIDI track so you can edit the hits musically. If you build it from scratch, layer a kick, snare, and some top-end percussion. The important thing is that the break should feel alive. We want ghost notes, little imperfections, and some movement in the microdynamics. But we also want modern punch, so don't just let the loop run loose. Put drum bus on the break group. Add a little drive, a little crunch, and only a touch of boom if the low end can handle it. If the break feels soft, use the transients control to bring the attack forward. Then follow up with EQ8 and remove any muddy buildup in the low mids, especially if the break is sounding boxy or cluttered. After that, use glue compressor lightly. This is the actual glue part. We are not smashing the break, we're just holding it together. You only need a few dB of gain reduction, enough to make the break feel unified while still keeping the transient character intact. That balance is what makes the sound feel classic, but not weak. Now let's make the drums feel like a composition, not just a loop. A good D&B intro needs call and response. So instead of leaving the same break looping for 16 bars, shape it into a phrase. For example, your first 4 bars might be sparse and spacious. Then bars 5 to 8 can add a ghost snare, a hat, or a rim hit. In the next phrase, maybe add a fill or a stronger kick pattern. Then in the last section, pull things back slightly so the transition into the drop feels clear. A really useful trick is to make one small variation every 4 bars. It could be a reversed hat, a tiny snare flam, a clip tom, or even just one extra ghost note. That one little change tells the listener that the track is moving somewhere. It stops the intro from feeling like a static loop. You can also use the groove pool if you want a little swing. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to make the rhythm sloppy, just human. D&B intros often feel better when they breathe a little. Now let's add the bass tease. This is important. Do not reveal the full drop bass yet. You just want a shadow of it. That could be a filtered reese, a sub pulse, a low drone, or a short bass stab. Use operator, wavy-table, or analog to create something simple and focused. If it's sub-based, keep it mono. If it's a reese shadow, filter it heavily and keep it tucked under the drums. A strong intro bass often lives in the range below the full drop energy, but above pure sub invisibility. So give it just enough mid-range harmonics to translate on smaller systems. You can use a little saturation for that. Then automate the filter open slightly in the last few bars. That little opening motion creates anticipation without giving the game away. A great arrangement trick here is to let the bass answer the drum phrases. For example, if you have a fill at the end of a bar, let the bass hit just before or just after it. That creates tension and conversation between the layers. It feels intentional. It feels musical. Now we move into automation, which is where the intro starts to breathe. This is where you glue together the soul, grit, and tension. Automate the cutoff on your atmosphere. Automate reverb throws on a snare or vocal chop. Automate delay feedback on a stab or a chopped hit. Slowly increase saturation before the drop, so the energy rises without needing to get louder too early. A classic move is to set up a return track with echo. Use a short rhythmic delay, then filter the return so it doesn't fill up the low end. On the last hit of a phrase, send a snare or chop into that delay, then cut it off before the drop. That creates a dubby old-school tail while keeping the arrangement clean. You can also automate utility on the intro bus to pull the level down slightly just before the drop. Even a 1 or 2 dB dip can make the next section feel bigger. It's a small move, but it really matters. Contrast is what makes the drop feel huge. Now let's shape the transition. The last 1 or 2 bars of the intro should create a vacuum. That means we strip away just enough material so the listener feels the space opening up. You might use a short fill, a reverse crash, a noise sweep, or a sub drop. You could mute the hats for a moment, or let a reverb tail hang in the air before the drop lands. This is where a lot of intros go wrong. People clutter the transition with too many effects, but the best DNB transitions are clear. They don't scream at you, they guide you. The listener should feel inevitability, not chaos. A useful structure for this kind of intro might be: the first 8 bars are spacious, the next 8 bars add more drum detail, then the next phrase brings in the bass tees and some fills, and the final bars clean up the texture and point straight at the drop. Now do a mix check, but in a very specific way. Don't just solo the sounds and ask if they're cool. Ask whether the intro functions like a DJ tool. Can someone beat match this easily? Is there a clear pulse? Is the groove stable enough to mix into? Is the low end controlled? Does the arrangement make sense every 8 bars? Also check the intro at low volume. That's a really important habit. If the groove still reads quietly, the arrangement is strong. If it only works when it's loud, then it may be depending too much on sound design and not enough on musical shape. If something feels weak, don't automatically add more layers. Often the better fix is to remove something. Let the break breathe. Give the atmosphere a little more room. Make one element carry the identity instead of stacking 5 nostalgic details on top of each other. That's one of the biggest lessons here. One memorable signature sound can do more than a pile of textures. Maybe it's a chopped piano stab. Maybe it's a vocal hit. Maybe it's a dub chord wash. Maybe it's a distorted rim pattern. Give the intro one thing people remember. Let's talk about the feel for a second. If you want darker, heavier DNB, use a filtered reshadow rather than a full bass line. Try tiny pitch drops on fills. Use emptiness on purpose. Remove the hats for one bar. Mute the bass for half a bar. Leave a reverb tail hanging. That kind of tension is classic jungle language, and it still works today. If you want the intro to feel more modern, keep the transient control tighter. Use cleaner low-end discipline. Make sure the kick and snare are focused, but don't lose that old-school character. The vintage soul should come from the phrasing, the break feel, the dub space, and the texture, not from poor mix quality. Here's a simple practice version you can do right now. Build a 16-bar sketch. Choose one break loop or drum rack kit. Add an atmosphere layer. Program a bass tease with only 2 to 4 notes. Create 1 4-bar variation with a fill or a reversed hit. Automate one thing, like a filter opening or a reverb throw. Then strip the last 2 bars back a little and make them point cleanly into the drop. When you're done, bounce the intro and listen without looking at the screen. Ask yourself 3 questions. Does it feel mixable? Does it feel moody? And does it feel alive? If yes, you've got the formula. Start DJ friendly and spacious. Use a classic break, but tighten it with modern punch. Add bass as a tease, not a full reveal. Automate tension across phrases. Keep the low end controlled. Keep the arrangement clear. And if you get the balance right, you'll end up with that perfect blend of vintage soul and modern impact. That's the glue. And that's how you build an old school DNB intro in Ableton Live 12 that can actually move a crowd.